The Mishnah Berurah tells us with regard to Chanukah, says, Hiskinu Chachamim Shim Oso Dor, that the Chachamim generation, after experiencing the miracles that they saw, they established Yimei Simcha V'Halel, U'Madlikin Mehen Neros B'chol Laila L'Haros L'Galos Anes, that they instituted that we should light candles every night in order to be able to publicize the miracle. V'him mitzvah midivri sofrim k'kriyas hamegillah. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and says this is a rabbinical mitzvah comparable to that of reading the Megillah on Purim. So, to discuss the famous question, then we'll go back to the Piskei Tshuvos. It's brought down in the Sefer Tami HaMinhagim, the Nusach of the Bracha. Very famous question. Exactly why we say the bracha that we do. This is Tom. Shemavarachin Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu. The reason why we say this particular bracha, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you Hashem, gave us this specific mitzvah. Apparently it's a mitzvah from the Torah. A mitzvah Shehim Adivri Sofer. How could we say such a bracha when it's something which is really midrabanan, that's rabbinic in nature? And he gives examples in addition to the Chanukah, the lighting of the Chanukiah, such as Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Kriyas Megillah, and also Eruvin and Atilas Yadayim. Veheichen Sivanu B'Torah B'Mitzvos Aseh Shehein Medivri Sofrim. How is it possible that we can say Asher Kishon Mitzvosav on a mitzvah which is not given to us by Hashem? And he says the answer, which maybe most of us are familiar with, Mishom Shneamar, because the Pasuk does say in the Torah, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, the Al Mitzvah Asher Yomru Lecha Taseh, Lo Soser Min HaMitzvah Asher Yidu Lecha Yom Nismo. So based on this ruling of Lo Soser, that one is not allowed to deviate, to go against the ways of the Chachamim, that which they institute, that we cannot go to the right or to the left of that which they tell us to go. Therefore, he says, Harish Tivan Lishmo Min HaChacham. We have an obligation to listen to whatever the Chachamim say. Therefore, Nivsa Inyan HaBrachos Shehein Medivri Sofrim Kahu. Therefore, when we say these particular brachos, even though the mitzvah is midrabanan, this is what we should be bearing in mind. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav, shetzivanu shehem lishmehem lishmoa me'elo shetzivanu lasos kach l'kach. That we have a mitzvah to listen to those chachamim who in which we are commanded to listen to. And therefore, the concept of lo sasur gives the ability for the chachamim to make specific mitzvot, midivrei sofrim, and therefore, when we therefore acknowledge and keep them, we say a bracha, in fact, asher k'nishan mitzvot sav, because in fact is connected to something which is grounded, found in the Torah. But really, the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that the whole concept of lighting the Chanukiah is merely divrei sofrim. It's a very fascinating opinion, which I'd like to share with you, that maybe we're not all familiar with. That's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says in his Shalos and Shuvos, he says as follows, quote, Kvias yom moed b'yom asiyas nes hu diraisa. The day in establishing a special day in which a miracle happened, that is an obligation not midrabanan, but rather midiraisa, that's a Torah-bound obligation. And he says, l'fizeh, according to this, yom purim b'yomei Chanukah, which of course, tremendous miracles happen for Klal Yisrael. Since miracles happened, in order for us to acknowledge that miracle, says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Raisahim. We have a Torah obligation to acknowledge every year the nace that happened to the Jewish people on that particular day, years back. Not the Rabbanim, the Raisa. However, the way that we observe it, Achma lasos behem im l'shloach manos, we have to acknowledge it in some way. And therefore, the ways that we acknowledge it, by lighting a candle, giving gifts to the poor, whatnot, shochmanos, these are ways in which we acknowledge that particular day. It's unique, it's special. But those specific things are really only midrabanan. But those ways are ways in which we acknowledge that a miracle happened, which is a Torah obligation. And then he says further, Chassam Sofer, the over Van Oset Shum Zecher Limei Chanukah Mipurim gives these two examples because they are rabbinic in nature. But if you do not observe them, and you do not do anything to really set them aside and say that they're special, that they're unique, you have not violated a rabbinical prohibition. Over a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, you've actually violated a positive d'oraisa. Not based on lo sasor, as the Talmud Minhagim says, but because there's a Torah obligation that we have to acknowledge a nes that happens to us. And he says as follows, he says, actually it's possible, kriyas halel u'megillah, kavachomim d'oraisa. It's very possible that when we recite halel on Chanukah, megillah on Purim, those very things have a connection to this Torah obligation. Kemo shemitzvah bepesach, l'stap yisis mitzrayim bepeh, just like when it comes to reminding ourselves every Pesach by the Seder that we must actually use our mouths and actually verbalize our praise to Hashem that He caused us to leave Egypt. Hachinami mimaves l'chayim chayav lomer shir bepeh dafka. He says, when it comes to a situation where our lives were literally on the line, that we could have been completely wiped off the face of this earth, completely annihilated, then says the Chasam Sofer, that you also certainly have a Torah obligation. Just like on Pesach we have the obligation, so too when it comes to these holidays as well. It's an interesting idea to think about. Then he brings down as follows. He says, Sfarim HaKadoshim, have you owed Mikoros Ramazim Lekvias Yimei Chanukah Min HaTorah? As we may or may not be familiar with, there are many different hints found in the Torah which somehow connect Chanukah, so that even though, of course, it is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, nonetheless, there are different hints which indicate that there's something connected to in the Torah. Probably one of the more famous ones, which he brings down the bottom, is the Ramban in Parshas Mahaloscha, in which Aaron, who was disappointed that he was unable to bring Karbonos as the other Nesiim leaders were able to do. So on this, Hashem said, "Eshelcha gedol misholhem," that your mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash is going to be greater. Shehaneros einan batel mo'olam, because those candles lit on the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash will never become bottled. So on this, you can ask the question, there's no Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in 70 CE. It's been almost 2,000 years. So explains the Ramban, V'akavon l'neres Chanukah. When it says that the candles will continue to be lit, does not only mean when the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim. It means even nowadays, that there will constantly be the candles being lit with a Chanukiah. And therefore, this is another source in which we can see the concept of Chanukah Min HaTorah. Amnam Iker Or Yimei Chanukah, he says the true essence of the light of Chanukah, Hu Maor HaGanuz Shehu Torah Shebaal Peh, that there's tremendous symbolism that when a person lights on Chanukah a flame, that it represents more than just the oil which was miraculously continued, but it represents this fire of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the oral tradition. And it's a spark for the futuristic flame of the coming of Mashiach. And in fact, we know that the word Choshech, which is discussed in Parshas Bereishis, talking about the various golos that the Jewish people were under, when it mentions the word Choshech, darkness, Medrash says that refers to Yavon, that refers to the time of the Assyrian Greeks that oppressed the Jewish people. And as we'll be saying in two nights from now, in Al Hanisim, one of the things in which they wish to oppose upon us is L'hashkicham Torasecha, that our Torah should be completely, completely forgotten. And therefore, when we light the ore, it doesn't just mean, just represent some fire, but it corresponds to the ore, the fire of Torah. As someone pointed out a couple days to me ago, that if you would count the beginning of the Torah, the very first word, going to word number 25, it's or. So therefore we see again this concept of how when we kindle the flame on Chanukah, it's not just we're commemorating what happened thousands of years ago, but what we're doing is we're saying, L'hashkicham Torah Secha, will not happen then, and will not happen now. We will continue to endure with our Torah study with Torah Shmal Pelechei. And therefore, he says in conclusion, Yesh l'samid b'limud ha-Torah l'harbos b'sadak l'anim b'prat l'umudei Torah. He says that a person should try their utmost not only into giving charity, but also to be able to increase the Torah so that, in fact, when we light the flames of the Torah, will not just represent the fire outward, but also the fire of the Torah, which we can find within.